the National Broadcasting Company, in its series Great Plays, presents Secret Service by William Gillette. A drama guide giving important factual and background material relating to each of the 28 great plays on this series is available as a listener's aid at the cost price of 25 cents. Coin or money orders to be sent in care of Great Plays, Columbia University Press, New York City. This afternoon, we are starring Onslow Stevens, well-known actor of stage and screen, as Captain Thorne in Secret Service, with Helen Clare as Edith Varney. A radio adaptation by Lester O'Keefe from the famous play by William Gillette. This is a story of the Civil War. The action occurs during the siege of Richmond, Virginia, by the Northern Army. The scene is the Richmond home of General Varney of the Confederate forces. It is 8 o'clock in the evening as the curtain rises. We discover young Wilfred Varney in the living room talking to Martha, one of the household servants.
Where's Mother, Martha?
She's upstairs with your brother, Mark Howard, sir.
Well, I've got to see her.
Well, Mark Howard, he's pretty bad this evening. I don't know if she'd want to leave him, but I'll go up and see what she says.
Never mind, Martha. Here I am.
Yes, sir.
Go upstairs and stay with Mr. Howard for a while, will you, Martha?
Yes, sir.
Howard isn't worse, is he?
I'm afraid so, son.
Oh, anything I can do?
No. No, we can only wait and hope.
Mother, I want to speak to you. You may not like it, but you must listen. You must let me.
I know, son. I know what it is.
I can't stay back here any longer. It's worse than being shot to pieces. I can't do it, Mother. Well, why don't you speak?
I don't know what to say.
Well, say you won't mind if I go down there and help you.
Well, it wouldn't be true.
Well, I can't stay here.
You're so young, Wilfred.
No younger than Tom Kittredge. No younger than El Stewart and her cousin Stephen. No hundreds of the fellows fighting down there.
Well, I'll write you, Father.
Oh, that'll take forever. You don't know where his division is. They change him every day. I can't wait for you to write.
Well, I couldn't let you go without his consent. Oh, my darling boy. I know. You want to fight for your country, and I'm proud of you. I want my sons to do their duty. But with your father commanding a brigade at the front and one boy lying upstairs wounded, perhaps more than...
Well, you'll write to Father tonight, won't you?
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Edith. Well, Mother, is it all right for me to go up and see Howard?
Yes, I think so, dear.
And don't forget your promise.
No, I won't. Edith, dear, how late you are. You must be tired out.
Oh, I'm not tired at all. Besides, I haven't been at the hospital all day. Mama, what do you think? What do you think?
What is it, dear?
I've been to see the president.
What? Mr. Davis?
Yes, and I asked him for an appointment for Captain Thorne for the War Department Telegraph Service, and he gave it to me. A special commission. See? Here it is. Appointment to duty here in Richmond. So now he won't have to be sent back to the front, and it'll be doing his duty just the same.
But, Edith, you
do. Oh, yes, it will, Mama. The president told me they needed a man who understood telegraphing and who was of high enough rank to take charge of the service. And you know Captain Thorne is an expert. Ah, now, Mama, I feel you're going to scold me, and you mustn't, because it's all fixed. And the next time he comes, I'm to hand it to him myself.
He's coming this evening.
How do you know?
That note on the table came a half hour ago.
Oh. Has it been here all this time?
You see what it says? This will be his last call. He's got orders to leave.
What? Why, it's too ridiculous. Just as if a commission from the president wouldn't supersede everything. Oh, he says goodbye call, does he? All the better. It'll be that much more of a surprise. Now, Mama, don't you breathe. I want to tell him myself.
But, Edith, dear, I don't quite approve of your going to the president about this.
Oh, but listen, Mama, I couldn't go to the War Department people. Mr. Arrowsford's there in one of the offices, and ever since I refused to marry him, you know how he treated me. If I'd applied for the appointment there, Mr. Arrowsford would have had it refused, and he'd have gotten him to order Captain Thorne away right off. I know he would, and I... That's where his orders to go came from.
But, my dear...
It is, Mama. Oh, isn't it lucky I got that commission today? Oh, I'm going to run upstairs and comb my hair. If Captain Thorne comes, I'll be right down.
Yes, dear.
Miss Varney?
Yes, Martha?
It's Captain Thorne.
Oh, show him in.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, Captain.
Good evening, Miss Varney. I trust you're well.
As well as one can be in these anxious times. We haven't heard so much cannonading today, Captain. Do they know what it means?
I don't think they're quite positive, ma'am, but they can't help looking for a violent attack to follow.
From your note, Captain Thorne, I suppose you're leaving us soon. Yes. Your orders have come?
Yes, Miss Varney, they have. I'm afraid this will be my last call.
It's been a great pleasure to have you drop in on us while you were here. We should quite miss your visits.
Thank you, ma'am. I shall never forget what they meant to me.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening, Miss Varney.
I'm so glad you've come.
I'll say goodnight, Captain.
I'm afraid it's goodbye, Miss Varney.
Then goodbye. And good luck.
Thank you, ma'am.
Or you'll see her again.
I haven't long to stay.
Do you know? I think you have more time than you really think you have. It would be odd if it came out that way, wouldn't it?
Yes, but it won't come out that way.
Yes, but you... Captain Thorne, you're holding my hand.
Why, so I am.
You know, you... You can sit down if you want to.
Yes, I see.
Well, you'd better. Oh, I have a great many things to say.
You have?
Yes.
Well, I have only one.
And that is?
Goodbye.
Oh, but I don't really think you'll have to say it.
Well, I know I will.
Then it'll be because you want to.
No. No, it'll be because I must.
Oh, because you must. You don't know the things I do.
I think that's more than likely, Miss Varney. Would you mind telling me a few?
I wouldn't mind telling you one. And that is, it's very wrong for you to think of leaving Richmond yet. The whole thing's settled and you aren't going away at all.
Oh, well, perhaps you wouldn't mind telling me what I'm going to do.
I wouldn't mind at all. It's this. You see, I've been to the... Now, I'm almost afraid to tell you.
Now, don't tell me, Miss Varney, because it's really true. I've got my orders. I'm leaving tonight.
But supposing there were other orders from a higher authority appointing you to duty here?
No, it wouldn't make any difference.
You don't mean you'd go in spite of them?
Yes.
But if it proved your first order was a mistake,
and... It wasn't a mistake.
Oh, they're sending you on some mission where death is almost certain. They'll sacrifice your life because they know you're fearless and they'll do anything. There's a chance for you to stay here and be just as much use. And I'm going to ask you to do this. Oh, it isn't your life alone. There are other lives to think of. That's why I ask you. It may not sound well, but you see...
Oh, my dear. No. No, you shan't have this against me, too.
Against you? Why? Why? What do you mean? Why is it against you?
Because... I must go. My business is elsewhere. I ought never to have seen you or spoken to you. But I had to come to this house, and you were here. And how could I help it? If it weren't for you, I... Now there's only one thing I can say. Goodbye.
No. You must listen. They need you here in Richmond. The president told me so himself. Your orders are to stay. You're given a special commission on the War Department Telegraph Service, and
no,
you...
No, I won't take it. I couldn't take it, Miss Varney.
You'll do that much for me?
It's for you that I'll do nothing of the kind. If you ever think of me again, remember, I refuse.
Oh, you can't refuse. It's the president's request. It's his order. Please, wait a minute. I left it upstairs, and you'll see.
No,
when
don't
I...
get it. Don't get it. I won't look at it.
But I want you to see what it is. It puts you at the head of everything. You'll have entire control. When you see it, I know you'll accept. Please wait.
But, Miss Varney, I can't.
Oh, yes, you can.
I've got to get out of this before it's too late. I can't take advantage.
Oh, good evening.
Oh, good evening, Miss Edson.
Well, how lucky this is. Well, you're just the very person I wanted to see. I'll tell you all about it in just a minute. Goodness me, I'm all out of breath. Just running over from my house.
Now, Miss Mitford, would you do something for me?
Oh, well, of course I would. Oh,
thank you very much. Tell Miss Varney when she comes down, just say goodnight for me and tell her I've gone.
Well, I wouldn't do such a thing for the wide, wide world. It would be a wicked, dreadful lie, because you won't be gone.
I'm sorry you look at it that way. Good night, Miss Mitford.
Oh, no, you don't seem to understand. I've got something to say to you.
Yes, but some other time...
No, wait. There isn't any other time. It's tonight. We're going to have a salvation party.
Oh, good heavens, another of those things?
Yes, we are. And it's going to be over at my house this time. Now, we'll expect you in half an hour.
Oh, thank you, Miss Mitford, but I can't come. I've got to
Now, didn't you promise to obey when I gave orders?
Yes, Miss.
Well,
but this
these
time...
are orders. And this time is just the same as all the other times, only worse. And besides that, she expects it.
Expects it? Who do you mean?
Why, Edith, of course.
Oh, she expects me
well,
to...
Of course she does. Well, just to take over. Goodness me, you needn't stay if you don't want to. And I'll go and tell her you're waiting. That's what I'll do. You won't go now.
Well, if she expects it, Miss Mitford, I'll wait and take her over. But I can't stay a minute.
Well, I thought you'd come to your senses sometime, over. Oh, see here, Mr. Captain. Is she most ready?
Well, how do I know?
Well, what dress did you have on?
Dress?
Oh, you man. Well, she's only got two.
Yes, well, very likely she had on one of them.
Oh, no matter. I'm going up anyway. Captain Thorne, you can wait out there on the veranda.
No, but if I wait right here...
Those are orders.
Yes, sir.
It's cool outside, you know.
Oh, pardon me, Miss Mitford. Orders never have to be explained.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I take back the explanation. And, oh, yes, Captain?
Yes?
Smoke.
Oh, you mean one of these natural stogies?
Silence, sir. Orders never have to be explained.
Right again, Miss Mitford. Orders never have to be explained. I'll be waiting on the veranda.
Oh, he's splendid. If Wilford was on a lot there. But then, our engagement's broken off anyway, so what's the difference? Only, if he was like that...
What are you talking about yourself?
Oh, just... Well, I was just saying... Well, I beg your pardon, Mr. Wilford Varney. But I don't consider it necessary to make explanations to you.
Well, I'm sure I'm not interested in listening to your explanation.
Excuse me, I'm in a hurry.
Well, that's plain enough. Another party, I reckon.
You reckon perfectly correct. It is another party.
Dancing.
What of it? What's the matter with dancing, I'd like to know?
Oh, you needn't try to fool me. I know well enough how you've been carrying on since our engagement was broken off. Half a dozen officers proposing to you. A dozen, for all I know.
Well, what difference does it make? I haven't got to marry him, have I?
Well, it isn't very nice to go on like that. Proposals by the wholesale.
Oh, goodness gracious, what's the use of talking to me about it? They're the ones that propose, I don't...
Well, what do you let them do it for?
Well, how can I help you?
Oh, any girl can help it. You helped it with me, all right.
Well, that was... Oh, I didn't throw you over, you just went over.
Well, I went over because you walked off alone with Major Silsby that night we were at Drury's Bluff. And encouraged him to propose. Yes, you did. You encouraged him.
Of course I did. I didn't want him hanging around forever, did I? That's the only way to finish him off.
Well, you want to finish too many of them off. You looked as if you enjoyed it pretty well while the 3rd Virginia was in the city.
Enjoyed it? Well, I should think I did. I just love every one of them. They're on the way to the front. They're going to fight for us and die for us. And I love them.
Well, why don't you accept one of them and done with it?
Well, how do you know but what I'm going to?
I suppose it'll be one of those smart young fellows with a cavalry uniform.
Well, it'll be some kind of uniform. It won't be anyone that stays in Richmond, I can tell you that.
Oh, now I see what it was. I had to stay in Richmond and so...
Well,
you...
that made a heap of difference. Well, I was the only girl on Franklin Street that didn't have a... someone she was engaged to at the front. The only one. Just think what it was to be out at like that. Why, you've no idea what I suffered. Besides, it's our duty to help all we can.
Help?
Yes, help. There aren't many things we girls can do, but Colonel Woodbridge told Molly Pickens that the boys fight twice as well when they have a sweetheart at home.
Oh, he said that, did he?
Yes, and if we can make them fight twice as well, why, we just ought to do it, that's all. We girls can't do much, but we can do something.
And if I was... If I was going to join the army, would you help me?
You mean you're really?
Mm-hmm.
But your mother...
Well, she knows it.
Oh.
She's going to write to father tonight.
Yeah, but how about if he won't let you?
Well, I'll go just the same.
Oh, I'm so glad. Why, it makes another thing of it. Oh, I do want to help all I can.
You do?
Indeed. Indeed, I do.
And will you write me? You know, like Colonel Woodbridge said... A man will fight twice as well when he has a sweetheart at home.
Oh, Wilford, well, I'll write you. I'll telegraph you.
Oh, you will?
Oh, hush up. Here's your mother.
Good evening, Caroline.
I didn't know you were here.
Yes, Mrs. Volney, I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you two seem to have patched things up.
Why, Mrs. Volney, whatever do you mean, patched things up?
Well, I thought... No matter. What? It's a pretty dress, Caroline. Is it new?
Yes, ma'am. It's for my party. Oh, I declare to goodness, I clean forgot. I must tell Edith Captain Thorne is waiting to take it to the party.
Captain Thorne? Is he still here?
Oh, yes, ma'am. He's out on the veranda smoking. Come along, Wilfred. I've got a lot of things to talk to you about.
Gingerfield, stay here. Carter, you over there. Guard all the doors and windows.
Mr. Aylesford.
I was obliged to come in without ceremony, Mrs. Varney. You understand when I tell you what it is.
And those men?
They're on guard at the doors out there.
On guard? You mean...
I'm very much afraid we've got to put you to little inconvenience, Mrs. Varney. One of your servants has got himself into trouble. It's that old white-haired slave.
You mean Jonas?
I believe that's his name.
You suspect him of something?
We don't suspect. We know what he's done. He's been down in the Libby prison under pretense of selling something to the Yankees we got in there. And we found on his person a written communication from one of them which he intended to deliver to some Yankee agent here in Richmond.
Can't
believe. It gave us the clue to one of their cursed plots. 2 weeks ago, we got word from our agents that we keep over there in the Yankee lines telling us that two brothers, Lewis and Henry Dumont, have been under secret service orders to do some rascally piece of work here in Richmond. We had close description of these fellows, but we've never been able to lay our hands on them until last night.
You've got them?
We've got one of them. He was brought in last night with a lot of men we captured making a raid.
He's taken prisoner?
Let himself be taken. That's one of their tricks for getting through our lines when they want to bring a message or give some signal.
You mean they get into Libby prison?
Yes, damn them. But we were on the lookout for this man, and we spotted him pretty quick. We knew from his coming that his brother might be here in the city, and he'd send a message to him the first chance he'd get.
But Jonas, how could he...
Easy enough. Jonas comes down to Libby to sell goobers to the prisoners. We let him pass in. He fools around a while while he gets a chance to brush against this man Dumont. We're watching. We see a bit of paper pass between them. We followed the old rascal here, took him by surprise, and got the paper from him. We got him strung up outside now, trying to make him talk.
Oh, no. Was there anything in that paper?
Yes, here it is. You see, we've got the trick that they want to play.
But not the man. Not the man who's to play it.
We know who he is as plain as if we had his name.
Thank God. Let's see. Attack tonight. Plan 3. Use telegraph. What does it mean?
They attack tonight. The place where they strike is indicated by Plan 3.
Plan 3?
He knows what they mean by that. It's arranged beforehand.
And the last there, use telegraph?
He's to use our War Department telegraph line to send some false order and weaken that position, the one that they indicate by Plan 3, so they can break through and come down on the city.
Oh. But the man who's to do all this, there's nothing about him.
Yeah, there is something about him.
What? Where? I don't see it.
Use telegraph. We know every man on the telegraph service, and every man of them's true. But there's some others who want to get into that service that we don't know so well. Jonas brought this paper to your house, Mrs. Varney.
My house?
For more than a month, your daughter has been working to get an appointment for someone on the telegraph service. Perhaps she could give us some idea.
Wait till I draw these curtains. Veranda.
Is he there?
Yes.
Could he hear what we said?
No, he's at the further end. You have a description, you say?
Yes, at the office.
Then this man, this Captain
There's
Thorne.
There's no Captain Thorne. This fellow you have in your house is Lewis Dumont.
You mean he came here?
He came to this town. He came to this house, knowing your position and the influence of your name, for the sole purpose of getting hold of our War Department line. He's corrupted your servants. He's thick with them at the telegraph office. What he hasn't done, God Almighty knows.
Mama! Mama! Quick, Mama! Under my window in the bushes, they're hiding somebody terribly. It sounded like old Jonas.
Edith.
Oh, come on, Mama. If you aren't coming, I'll go myself.
Wait, Edith. I must tell you something. It'll be a terrible shock, I'm afraid. But a man we trusted as a friend has shown himself a treacherous conspirator against us.
Who? Who is it?
It's a gentleman, Miss Varney, whose attention you've been pleased to accept in the place of mine.
Is it Mr. Ellsworth who makes this accusation?
Yes, if you wish to know. From the first, I've had my suspicions that it... Where are you going?
For Captain Thorne.
What now?
Mr. Ellsworth, if this is something you're afraid to say to him, don't you dare say it to me.
Miss Barney, if
Edith,
you...
Edith, he has good reasons for not meeting Captain Thorne now.
I should think he has. The man who said that to his face wouldn't live to speak again.
My dear, you'd...
Mama, this man has left his desk in the War Department just so he can have the pleasure of persecuting me. He's never attempted anything in the active service before. And when I ask him to face the man he accuses, he turns like a coward.
Mrs. Barney, if she thinks
I think nothing. I know a man of Captain Thorne's character is above suspicion.
His character? Where did he come from? Who is he?
He brought us letters from General Stonewall Jackson.
General Jackson was killed before his letter was presented.
What does that signify if he wrote it?
Nothing. If he wrote it.
Mr. Ellsworth, if you mean...
Edith, they have proofs of a conspiracy on our government telegraph line. Two men in the Northern Secret Service have been sent here to do this work. One's in Libby Prison. Our old Jonas went there today, secretly took a message from him and brought it here to the other. They followed Jonas here and took that paper from him.
Oh, but he hasn't said it was for Captain Thorne.
We don't need Jonas's evidence. There's enough without it.
There's no proof at all.
I'll show it to you at the telegraph office. You dare go with me?
Dare? I will go with you.
I'll call for you in half an hour.
Wait, what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to let him get this paper. He'll know what they want him to do, and then we'll see him try to do it.
You're going to spy him. Hound him like a criminal.
I'm going to prove what he is.
Then prove it openly, and prove it at once. You say the prisoner in Libby is his brother. That's what you said, his brother. All right, bring him here. Go to the prison and bring that man here.
What?
Let them meet. Bring them face to face, and then you can see
you
your
mean,
brother.
Bring them together here?
Yes.
As if the prisoner was trying to escape?
Oh, any way you like, but end it.
When?
Now.
I'm willing to try that. Can you keep him here?
Yes.
It won't be more than half an hour. Be out there on the veranda. When I tap on the glass, bring him into this room and leave him alone.
Yes.
I rely on you, Miss Barney, to give him no hint or sign that we suspect him.
Mr. Ellsworth.
Farewell. I'll be back in half an hour with his brother.
Mama. Mama.
Yes, dear.
Do you think that could be what he meant? The commission I got for him from the president for the telegraph service, he refused to take it.
Refused?
He said it was for me that he couldn't.
It's true, then.
No, don't say it again. No.
Oh, no. Traitor. They ought to lash him through the streets of Richmond.
No, Mama. No. No, it's... Yes, you... You better go up the stairs, Mama. I'll go out on the veranda.
Have courage, dear. Call me if you need me.
Captain Thorne.
I'm still long waiting.
No, don't touch me.
Well, Miss Edith.
Oh, how absurd of me. I was startled. You came out of the shadows so quickly.
Well, sorry, I didn't...
Please don't be. I'm sure I ought to be ashamed of myself. Do let's go out on the veranda. I want to talk to you about a whole lot of things. There's half an hour yet before the party. Oh, isn't it a lovely night?
A half hour elapses. The scene is still the living room of the Varney home. Wilfred Varney is talking to Carolyn Mitchell.
Now, don't forget your promise, Carolyn. You're to write me every day.
Of course I won't forget. I'll telegraph. That's quicker.
Wilfred.
Here's a letter from your father. He sent it by his orderly. He tells me... Here you read. Come in, please, orderly.
Thank you, ma'am.
The general says I'm to go back with you.
His orders, sir.
When do we start?
As soon as you can, Sal. I'm waiting.
Well, we'll make it right now.
Your coat? Right now?
Yes. Aren't you glad?
Yes, sir. I'm glad as anything.
You won't mind, Mother.
Your brother wanted you to take his belt and his cap. I told him you were going. You're to have his blankets, too. I'll get them.
All right, Mother. Oh, look, Helen. The belt fits me as if it was made for me. Well, I'll be with you in a jiffy, orderly. Goodbye, Carolyn.
Goodbye, Wilson.
You let me hear from you. About help me fight twice as well.
Oh, Will.
Here's the blanket, darling.
Yes, Mother.
Tell your father we're all right.
Goodbye, Mother. You won't mind, will you?
No. I won't mind.
Ready, sir.
Goodbye, Mr. Barney.
Are you going, Caroline? Oh, yes, your party, of course. You ought to be there.
There won't be any party tonight.
Caroline, stop a moment. I don't want you to go home alone. I'll call Mark.
Oh, I don't mind. Oh, Mrs. Barney. There's a heap of soldiers out here in the front yard. You don't reckon anything's the matter, do you?
Hold him there, Corporal.
Oh, Mr. Elsford, you're back. No, dear, there's nothing the matter.
What are you doing here, Miss Mitford?
That, sir, is none of your business.
Is he still out on the veranda?
Yes. Oh, Martha, I want you to go home with Miss Mitford at once. Good night, dear.
Good night. You don't reckon she could go with me to the telegraph office?
Now? At this time of night?
Oh, I've got to. Oh, it's very important business.
Of course. Then Martha must go with you. Good night, dear.
Good night.
Martha, don't leave her for an instant.
No, I'll take care of her, ma'am.
What is she going to do with the telegraph office?
I've no idea.
Has she had any conversation with Thorne?
Why, they were talking together here early this evening. Oh, but it isn't possible.
Anything is possible. Are they both out there on the veranda?
Yes. Did you bring the man from Libby Prison? The one you think is his brother?
Yeah, the guard told him in the street. We get Thorne in here alone, I'll have the prisoner brought up to that French window leading from the veranda and shoved into the room.
Where shall I?
Out there in the hall where you can get a view of this room.
But if he ever sees
him? He won't if it's dark in the hall. Corporal.
Yes, sir?
Shut off those lights out there.
Yes, sir.
You can close these curtains at the hall entry, can't we?
Yes.
I don't want much light in here.
I'll lower the lamp.
Mama, I want to speak to you.
You can't wait.
You must. I can't do it. Oh, let me go.
Edith, you were the one.
I was sure, then.
Has it come fast?
No. Oh, no.
Don't speak so loud.
What is it, Edith? You must tell me.
Mama, he loves me. And I... Oh, let somebody else.
We must go on.
No, we'll end it. I'll have nothing to do with this, sir.
You won't?
Nothing at all. Nothing. Nothing.
At your own suggestion, Miss Barney, I agreed to a plan by which we could incriminate this friend of yours or establish his innocence. At the critical moment, when everything's ready, you propose to withdraw, making it a failure, and perhaps allowing him to escape altogether.
You mustn't do this, Edith.
He's there. The man's there at the further end of the veranda. What more do you want of him?
Call him into this room. If anyone else should do it, he'd suspect. He'd be on his guard.
Very well. I'll call him into this now.
One thing more. I want him to have this paper. Tell him where it came from. Tell him Jonas got it from a prisoner in Libby.
Why am I to do this?
Why not? If he's innocent, where's the harm? If not, if he's in this plot, the message on that paper will send him to the telegraph office tonight, and that's just where we want him.
I never promised that.
You still believe I'm innocent?
I still believe him innocent.
Then why are you afraid to give him this paper?
All right. I'll give it to him. What? I think I hear Captain Thorne come.
This way, Mrs. Barney. Quick! Quick!
Yes?
Is anything the matter?
No.
You wait such a long time.
Only a few minutes.
Only a few years.
Oh, that's a few years. What a lot of time there is.
No. It's only tonight.
What?
It's only tonight and you and the whole world. Look what I've been doing. I came here determined not to tell you I love you. For the last half hour, I've been telling you nothing else. My darling, there's only tonight and you.
No. No, you mustn't. Not now.
Why? There's something the matter. There's someone...
No.
Don't mind what I said, Miss Barney. I must have forgotten myself. Believe me, I came to make a friendly call and say goodbye. Permit me to do so now.
Oh, Captain Thorne. Before you go, I wanted to ask your advice about something.
Yes?
What do you think this means?
What is
it? It's a... That's what I want you to tell me.
A note from someone?
It might be.
Well, it's pretty dark here. If you'd excuse me, I'll turn up this lamp a little more, then we can see what it is. There we are. Attack tonight. me about the tat tonight. Did you make out what it was?
No.
The tat tonight, plan three. Plan three. Well, this thing must be a puzzle of some kind, Miss Barney.
It was taken from a Yankee prisoner.
Oh, Yankee prisoner?
Yes, down in Libby. He gave it to one of our servants, old Jonas.
Why, here, this might be something. Attack tonight, plan three, use telegraph. This might be something important, Miss Barney. Looks like a plot on our department telegraph line. Who did Jonas give it to?
No one.
Well, then how did you get it?
We took it away from him.
Oh, that was a mistake.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to find Jonas and make him tell who this paper was for. He's the man we want.
Oh, Captain Thorne, they've lied about you.
Lied about me? What do you mean?
Oh, don't be angry. I didn't think it would be like this.
Yes, but what have you done?
No.
But I must know.
Keep him off. Give him around the back. This way. Look out that light, will you?
Oh, I don't want to be here.
Edith.
No, I don't want to be here.
Out there, out the back.
What is it, Corporal?
You're a prisoner, sir. Broke out of Libby prison. We've run him down the street. He turned in here somewhere. If he comes in through that window from the veranda, would you be good enough to let us know? I want to search out in the back.
Go on, Corporal. I'll look out for this window.
Well, thank you, sir. All right, men, back this way.
Halt. You're a prisoner. Hold that there.
Lewis, I got a message for you.
Yes. Here's your man, Corporal.
Attack tonight. Plan three. Telegraph. You get it?
Yes, Harry.
They're watching us. Keep struggling with me. Shoot me in the leg.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
You must.
I can't shoot my own brother.
It's the only way to throw him off the scent.
I won't do it anyhow.
If you won't do it, I will. Give me that revolver.
Oh, Harry, you'll hurt yourself.
I don't care. Let me have it.
Here's your man, Corporal. What's the matter with you?
Give me that gun.
Now, Harry, you'll hurt yourself. Look out.
What's happened?
There's your prisoner, Corporal. Look out for it.
The scene changes to the telegraph office of the Confederate War Department in Richmond. It is now 10 o'clock of the same evening. Lieutenants Foray and Allison, telegraph operators, are carrying on with the business of the office.
Messenger.
Yes, sir.
For the War Department. From General Lee. Duke, get to the President.
Yes, sir.
Message from 8th of Richmond.
In Richmond?
Where's that?
Longstreet's call.
That's yours, Allison.
Let's have it.
Here's an orderly from the War Department, Lieutenant Foray.
Yes? What is it?
The Secretary wants to know if there's anything from General Lee come in tonight.
Just sent one over. And a duplicate went out to the President.
The President's still with the cabinet, so he didn't go home. They want an operator right away to take down a cipher.
Got anything on, Ellison?
Not right now.
Now go over to the department. They want to take down a cipher.
I'm on my way.
Oh, Miss Mitford. This is a delightful surprise. What brings you to the telegraph office?
I want to see the gentleman in charge.
Of course. Lieutenant Foray, right there.
Oh, thank you. I'm off, but you ain't here.
Yes, Miss Caroline.
Oh, Lieutenant Foray?
Oh, I beg your pardon, Miss.
No, don't get up. I don't mind. You see, I came on business.
You want to send something out?
Yes.
I'm afraid we can't do anything for you here. Now, this is the War Department, Miss. You'll have to get an order from someone in the department.
Yeah, that's what I thought, so I got it. Here.
Oh, from Major Selwyn. Have you got the message?
Yes, but of course, you've got to take it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, I didn't tell you to read it.
Well, what did you want?
I want you to send it.
Well, how am I going to send it if I don't read it?
Do you mean to say?
I've got to spell out every word. Didn't you know that?
Oh, I guess I must do, but
would there be any harm
in
that?
Well, I wouldn't have you see it for worlds. Well, I don't want it to get out all over the town.
It won't ever get out from this office, Miss. We wouldn't be allowed to mention anything outside. Now, I reckon you'd better trust it to me.
Yes, I reckon I have. Here it is.
I see.
Oh, stop! Wait till... Oh, I don't want to be here while you spell out every word. I couldn't stand that.
Just a minute there. Stop everything.
Who are you, sir?
I'm Miss Arrowford from the War Office. Let me see that dispatch.
Oh, Oh, I expect you think you're going to get my telegram and read it.
I certainly intend to do so.
Well, there's a great big disappointment looming up right in front of you.
Oh, you've been trying to send out something you don't want us to see.
What if I have?
Just this. You won't send it, and I'll see it. This is a case where
you ain't going to read my private writing.
Lieutenant, I have an order here. Put me in charge. Here, take a look at it and bring that dispatch
Mr.
to me.
Mr. Lieutenant can say just about where he is.
Is that Miss Midford's dispatch?
Yes, sir.
Read it. Read it out.
You shan't do such a thing. You've no right to read a private telegram.
No, sir. He ain't no business to read a letter. None whatsoever.
Silence. If you interfere any further with the business of this office, I'll have you both put under arrest. Now, read that dispatch.
Yes, sir. Forgive me, Wilfred Darling. Please, forgive me and I'll help you all I can.
That dispatch can't go.
That dispatch can go. And that dispatch will go. I know someone whose orders even you are bound to respect, and someone who'll come here with me and see that you do it.
I can show good and sufficient reasons for what I do.
Well, you'll have to show good and sufficient reasons than you've shown to me. I can tell you that, Mr. Ells.
I give my reasons to my superiors, Miss Midford.
Then you'll have to go around giving them to everybody in Richmond, Mr. Ellsford. Come, Martha.
Yes, good one in the white dress.
Yeah, let me see that dispatch. Did she seem nervous or excited when she handed this in?
Oh, she certainly did.
Anxious not to have it seen.
Anxious? I should say so. She didn't want me to see it.
We got a case on here, and she's mixed up in it.
But that dispatch is to young Varney, the general.
So much the worse. It's one of the ugliest affairs we ever had. I had them put me on it, and I've got it down pretty close. We'll end it right here in this office inside of 30 minutes.
Oh, excuse me. There's something on the wire.
Mr. Alice,
what... Miss Varney, you did come.
I've accepted your invitation.
I'm greatly obliged, Miss Varney. As a matter of justice to me...
I didn't come to oblige you. I'm here to see that no more murders are committed in order to satisfy your singular curiosity.
Is the man dead?
The man is dead.
A curious thing, Miss Varney, that one Yankee prisoner, more or less, should make so much difference to you. They're dying down in Libby by the hundreds.
At least they're not killed in our houses before our very eyes.
Mr. Alford.
Yes, Corporal? Well, have you kept track of Thorne?
No, he's coming up 4th Street, sir.
Yeah. Where's he been?
To his quarters on Carey Street. We got in the next room and watched him through a transom.
What was he doing?
Working at some papers or documents.
Could you see him? Could you see what it was?
Well, headings look like orders from the War Department.
He's coming in here with forged orders.
Yes, sir.
His game is to get control of his wires and then send out dispatches to the front that'll take away a battery from some vital point.
Looks like it, sir.
And that vital point is what the Yankees mean by Plan 3. That's where they'll hit us. Is there a guard in this building?
Oh, not inside, sir. There's a guard in front and centers around the barracks over in the square.
Mm-hmm. They could hear me from this window, couldn't they?
Oh, yes, the guard could hear you. Say, Thorne must be nearly here. You'd better look out, sir.
Where shall I go?
Outside here, on the balcony. I'll be with you.
But if he comes to the window...
He'll step in at the next one. The window of the Commissary General's office, right next to this one. Corporal, that's all I want of you. Report back to Matson. Tell him to get the body of that prisoner out of the Varney house. He knows where's to go.
Very well, sir.
This way, please, Miss Varney.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Oh, Captain Thorne. Glad to see you.
Here's an order for you.
From the department?
I believe so.
They want me to take a cipher dispatch over to the president's house.
Yes, I'm ordered on here till you get back.
That's an odd thing. They told me the president was down here with the cabinet. He must have just now gone home, I reckon.
Yeah, it looks like it. If he isn't there, you'd better wait.
Yes, I'll wait. Oh, you'll have to look out for Allison's wires, too, Captain. He was called over to the department. See you later.
Don't make it too soon, Foy. I have a little business to attend to. They answer. Who is it?
A message from the Secretary of War, Captain. He wants it to go out right now, sir.
Oh. Yeah. What's all this? Is that the Secretary's signature?
Yes, I saw him sign it.
Saw him sign it, did you?
Yes, sir.
Got to be a little careful tonight.
I can swear to that one, sir. Well, I've got to hurry back to the department.
The door. Better lock it. That's the signature of the Secretary of War. Now for a little paste. There, that does it. Good. They're answering.
Drop it. Drop that gun or you're a dead man. Drop it, I say.
You know why I didn't kill you like a dog just now?
Why, because you're such a damn bad shot.
Yeah, maybe you'll change your mind about that. Next time, you'll be riddled somewhere else besides the hand. There's only one reason why you're not lying there now with a bullet through your head.
Only one, eh?
Only one.
Do I hear it?
Simply because I gave my word of honor to someone outside there that I wouldn't kill you now.
Ah, then it isn't a little tete-a-tete between ourselves. You have someone with you.
I have someone with me, Captain Thorne. Someone who takes quite an interest in what you're doing tonight.
Quite an interest, eh? That's kind, I'm sure. And is the... Edith, you here?
I'll go, Mr. Allison.
Not yet, Miss Barney.
I don't wish to stay any longer.
One moment, please. We need you.
For what?
A witness.
You can send for me. I'll be at home.
I'll have to detain you until I turn him over to the guard. It won't take a moment.
Corporal of the guard! Corporal of the guard! Set up the guard, will you?
What's the matter up there? Who's calling the guard?
Up here. Department telegraph. Send him up quick.
Corporal of the guard, first floor.
I'm not going to stay. I don't want to be a witness.
Whatever your feelings may be, Miss Barney, we can't permit you to refuse.
I do refuse. If you won't take me down to the street, I'll find a way out myself.
It's too late. The guard here. Captain Thorne, I've got you about where I want you at last.
What's the matter in here? Let us in.
Break down the door, Sergeant. Break it down.
What are you seeing about it?
You want him in here, don't you?
Staying where you are, Thorne. I've got you covered.
Smash in the door. Smash it in.
What's going on here?
Arrest that man. You got him here with the revolver, and he's playing hell with it.
Sergeant, my orders
is... Yeah, damn your orders. You haven't got orders to shoot everybody you see in this office. Get his gun away. He'll hurt himself.
Get hold of him here, man. Now, listen to me. Arrest him. He's sending out a false order.
That'll do. What's it all about, Captain?
All about? I haven't got the slightest idea. I was sending out dispatches here. He began letting off his gun at me. He's a crazy lunatic.
That's a lie. Let me speak. I'm from the wood.
Yeah. That'll do now. What shall we do with him, Captain?
I don't care, damn. Get him out of here. That's all I want.
Much hurt, Captain?
Oh, no. Just did up one hand a little. I can get along with the other, all right.
Stop him! He's sending up... Wait. Ask Miss Barney. She saw him. Ask her. Ask Miss Barney. Where is she? Where did she go?
All in there.
Let me go, I tell you. Let me go.
All right. March.
Oh, hold. General Randolph is here. What's all this about refusing to send Miss Mister's telegram? Is some of your work, Alsford? General, they've arrested me. A conspiracy. What? Stop that man, for God's sake. Stop him before it's too late. Stop him. What do you mean, sir?
He means me, sir. He's got some idea that some dispatch I'm sending out is a trick of the Yankees.
It's a conspiracy, sir. He's an imposter.
The man must be going crazy, General.
I came here on a case
for... Wait. I'll get at this. Sergeant.
That's it.
What was he doing?
He was firing at the captain, sir.
He was sending out a false order to weaken our lines at Cemetery Hill, and I... Miss Barney, she was here. She saw it all.
Miss Barney?
Yes, sir.
The general's daughter?
Yes, sir.
What was she doing here?
She came to see for herself whether he was guilty or not.
Is this some personal matter of yours?
He was a visitor at their house. I wanted her to know.
Where is she now? Where's Miss Barney?
She must be out there on the balcony. Send for her.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Step out there on the balcony.
I see.
Present my compliments to Miss Barney and ask her to come in.
Yes, sir. No one here, sir.
She must be there. She's in the next office. The other window. Tell him to... stop him. He's sending it out.
One moment, Captain. One moment. What have you got to do with this, Alfred?
It's a department case. They assigned it to me.
What's a department case?
The whole plot to send the order. It's the Yankee Secret Service. His brother brought in the signal tonight.
Now, this really ought to go out, sir. It's very important.
Go ahead with it. No.
Silence.
You know what he's telling him?
No. Do you?
Yes, if you'll only...
Wait. Captain Thorne, give me that dispatch.
Why, yes. Here you are, sir.
Now, Alfred, what was it? What has he been telling them?
He began to give an order to withdraw Marston's division from his present position.
Oh, that's perfectly correct.
Yes, by that dispatch. But that dispatch is a forgery. He wrote it himself.
Why should he write it? He wanted to send out a false order. He could do it without setting it down on paper, couldn't he?
Yes, but if any of the operators come back, he'd catch him doing it. With that order and the secretary's signature, he'd go right on. He could even order one of them to send it.
Well, how did he get the secretary's signature?
He tore it off a genuine dispatch. Well, General, look at that dispatch there in your hand.
What?
The secretary's signature's pasted on. I saw him do it.
Why, they often come that way.
He's a liar. I never do.
Now, if I didn't think you were slightly insane, Alfred, I'd make you answer for calling me a liar. General, if you have any doubts about that dispatch, send it back to the War Office and have it verified.
Quite a good idea. Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Wait. There's Lieutenant Foray just come back. Thank God, there's a witness. He was sent away on a forged order. Ask him.
Where'd you come from, Lieutenant Foray?
There was some mistake, sir.
Mistake, eh?
Well, who made it?
I got an order to go over to the president's house. When I got there, the president...
This delay will be disastrous, sir. Permit me to go on. If there's any mistake, we can rectify it afterwards.
No, no!
Where did you get the order, Lieutenant Foley?
He's at it again.
Hold there! What are you doing? I ordered you to wait, sir.
I was sent here to attend to the business of this office, and that business is going on.
It's not going on, sir, until I'm ready for it.
My orders come from the War Department, not from you.
Well?
This dispatch came in half an hour ago, and they're calling for it, and it's my business to send it out.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Hold that machine there.
Yes, sir.
I'll have you court-martialed for this, Captain Thorne.
You'll answer yourself, sir, for delaying a dispatch of vital importance.
Do you mean that?
I mean it. And I demand that you let me proceed with the business of this office.
By what authority do you send that dispatch?
I refer you to the department.
Show me your order for taking charge of this office.
I refer you to the department.
Oh, by God, then I'll go to the department sergeant. Here, sergeant. Leave your men on guard there and go over to the wall.
That's it.
My compliments to the secretary, and will he be so good?
General, another witness, Miss Varney. She was here. She's coming off the balcony now. She saw it all.
Miss Varney, you know anything about this?
About what, sir?
Mr. Alford here claims that Captain Thorne is acting without authority in this office. And that you can testify to that effect.
Mr. Alford is mistaken. He has the highest authority.
What authority has he?
The authority of the President of the Confederate States of America. Here is his commission.
What's this? Major's commission, assigned to duty under Signal Corps, in command of the Telegraph Department.
That commission? Let me explain.
That'll do. I suppose this is a forgery, too.
Let me tell you, sir.
You told me enough. Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Take him to headquarters.
All in.
No.
All right.
No. For God's sake, General, listen to me. It's the Yankee Secret Service. Never mind me, but don't let that dispatch go out. He's a damn Yankee Secret agent, I tell you. His brother brought in the secret tonight.
Captain Thorne?
Yes, sir.
It's your own fault, Captain. If you'd had the sense to mention this before, we'd have been saved a damn lot of trouble. There's your commission, huh?
I can't understand why they have to be so cursed shy about their Secret Service orders. Lieutenant Foray.
Yes, sir.
Take your orders from Captain Thorne.
Captain Thorne, that commission gives you authority long enough to escape from Richmond.
Escape? That's impossible.
Oh, you can't send that message now. I brought that commission to save your life. I didn't think you'd use it for anything else. Oh, you wouldn't.
I've got to send it.
Oh, no. No.
Wait, Edith.
No. Let me go. Let me go.
They're calling for that dispatch, sir. What shall I do?
Send it.
Yes, sir.
No. No, stop. Give me that dispatch. I won't do it. Revoke that order. It was a mistake. I refuse to act under this commission.
When Earls Ford was taken under guard to headquarters, he was able to convince them of the trick Captain Thorne had played. With the detail of soldiers, he hurried back to the telegraph office, only to find that Captain Thorne had already gone. They have now tracked him down to the neighborhood of the Varney home. Alsford and his men are searching the premises of the house. In the living room, young Wilfred Varney is lying on the sofa. He has suffered a slight wound during the heavy attack which is now being made upon the city and has been brought home. Carolyn is watching by Wilfred's side. Throughout the city, alarm bells are ringing, calling up reserve troops.
Oh, Wilfred! Don't you know me?
What are you talking about? Of course I know you.
Well, you see, Wilfred, we had just fainted a little.
Fainted? I fainted? Oh, yes. Of course, I was in a fight with the Yanks, and I got knocked.
Oh, Wilfred.
I'll tell you one thing right here. I'm not going to load you up with a cripple. Not much.
Cripple?
I reckon I've got an arm knocked off, haven't I?
No, no, you haven't, Wilfred. They're both on all right.
Well, maybe I had a hand shot away.
Oh, not a single one.
Well, are my ears on all right?
Oh, yes, you needn't trouble about them a minute.
How many legs have I got left?
All of them, every one.
Oh, well, then if there's enough left of me to amount to anything, you take charge of it just the same. How about that?
Well, that's all right, too. I tried to send you a telegram, but they wouldn't let me.
Wouldn't let you?
Oh, I should think no. Oh, they had a dreadful time at the telegraph office.
Telegraph office? Were you... Why, that was it. They told me at the hospital.
Oh, you mustn't get up.
Well, he gets hold of our department telegraph. He sends out a false order. He weakens our defense at Cemetery Hill, and they're down on us in a minute. And she gave it to him. The commissioner. My sister Edith.
Oh, you don't know.
Well, I know this. If my father, the general, was here, he'd see her. The general isn't here, so I'll attend to it. Send Edith to me.
Wilson, you must lie down, dear. You mustn't get up.
He wants to see Edith, Mrs. Varney.
Not now, Wilson. You're too weak and ill.
Tell her to come here.
It won't do any good, dear. She won't speak.
I don't want her to speak. I'm going to speak to her.
Some other time.
If you won't send her to me, I'll just...
There. Now, if you insist, I'll call her.
I do insist.
Stay with him, Caroline.
I'll see her alone.
All right, Wilson. But please lie down. I'll send Edith to you. Come along, Caroline.
Arrest.
Wait a minute, and I'll go with you.
Hold, I say. You're my prisoner.
All right, prisoner, anything you like. Take my revolver, but let me see my brother first.
Your brother?
One look in his face, that's all.
Where is he?
Maybe they took him in there.
What's he doing?
Nothing. He's dead.
There's no one there. It's another trick of yours. Call in the guard. Call in the guard. Who's here?
Where are you? Oh.
Miss Varney, tell me, my brother, is he here? Whatever you may think of me, please tell me. He was shot in this room an hour ago. My brother, Harry. I'd like one look in his dead face before they send me the same way. Can't you tell me that much, Miss Varney? They'll get me in a minute, and when they do, well, it won't take long to finish me off. And if that'll be the last of me, Miss Varney, maybe you'll listen to one thing. We can't all die a soldier's death. The roar and glory of battle, our friends around us, under the flag we love. No. Some of us have orders for another kind of work. A desperate daredevil work. The hazardous schemes of the Secret Service. We fight our battle alone. No comrades to cheer us on. 10,000 to 1 against us. Death at every turn. If we win, we escape with our lives. If we lose, dragged out and butchered like dogs. Alone, despised. Forgotten. Those are my orders, Miss Varney. This is the death I die tonight. But I don't want you to think for a minute that I'm ashamed of it. Not for a minute.
If you care for your life, you'd better go.
Does it matter to you?
It's nothing to me.
There's your man, Sergeant. I hand him over to you.
You're my prisoner, sir.
Where is he? We got him, have we?
Young Varney here captured him, sir.
Ooh. Run down at last. Now you'll find out what it costs to play your little game with our government telegraph lines. Sergeant, don't waste any time. Take him down to the streets and shoot him full of lead. Out with him.
All right, come along with me, sir.
Whatever he is, whatever he's done, he has the right to a trial.
General Tarleton said to me, if you find him, shoot him on sight.
I don't care what General Tarleton said. Pa captured the man. He's in this house, and he's not going out without his treated fair.
Well, let him have it. We'll give him a drum hit, boys. That'll be the quickest drum hit ever held on earth. Take him outside, Sergeant.
All in the prisoner. Escort. Left face. Forward. Park.
Wait, Sergeant. Here's General Randolph.
Halt. Vent. Park. Harry. Park.
Ah, Sergeant. You got the prisoner in here, have you?
Just taking him out, sir.
To prison?
No, sir. For a drumhead court-martial.
On what grounds?
Conspiracy against our government and the success of our arms by sending a false and misleading dispatch containing forged orders.
You've been misinformed. The dispatch wasn't sent.
What? It wasn't sent.
Why, General, the dispatch, I saw him.
I say the dispatch wasn't sent. I expected to arrive in time for the trial. Brought Foray here to testify. Lieutenant, did Captain Thorne send out any dispatches after we left you with him in the office an hour ago?
No, sir. I was just going to send one out under his order, but he countermanded it.
What were his words at that time?
He said he refused to act under that commission.
That'll do, Lieutenant. In addition, we learned from General Chesney that no orders were received over the wire. That Marsden's division was not withdrawn, and that our position was not weakened in any way. The attack at that point has been repulsed. It's plain that you've been acting under error. The president was therefore compelled to disprove the finding, and it is set aside.
General Randolph, this case was put in my hands.
Well, I'll take it out of your hands. Report back to the War Office with my compliments.
Well, hadn't I better wait and
see? No. Don't wait to see anything. Sergeant.
Yes, sir?
Hold your men back there. I'll see the prisoner.
Order.
On.
Ready. Press. Call out the prisoner. General.
At your service, General Randolph.
Oh, Captain Thorn, why didn't you tell me? I thought you said it. I thought
Miss Varney.
There's nothing against him, General Randolph. He didn't send it. There's nothing to try him for now.
You're very much mistaken, Miss Varney. The fact of his being caught in our lines in a Confederate uniform is enough to swing him off in 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
Captain Thorne, or whatever your name may be, the President is fully informed regarding the circumstances of your case, and I needn't say that we look on you as a cursed, dangerous character. But considering the damn peculiarity of your behavior, and that you refuse for some reason to send that dispatch when you might have done so, we've decided to keep you out of mischief some other way. Sergeant, turn you over to Major Whitfield, sir. You'll be held as a prisoner of war.
Oh, that isn't nearly so bad.
No?
No, because sometime...
Oh, if it's sometime, that's enough.
What's going on here?
Plenty. Sir, I'd like to shake hands with you.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'd like to shake hands with you, sir.
And so would I, Captain.
And don't you be afraid now. It'll be all right. They'll give you a parole.
A parole? Goodness gracious. Why, they'll give you hundreds of them.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Report the prisoner to Major Whitfield.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Love and goodbye.
Oh, no. Only the first. And that one every day. Every hour, every minute, until we meet again.
Until we meet again.
All in the prisoner. Hey, hunt. Harry, hunt. Escort. Clear. Hey. Forward. Forward.
And so the curtain falls on Secret Service, the famous play by William Gillette, starring Onslow Stevens as Captain Thorne, with Helen Clare as Edith Varney, in a radio adaptation by Lester O'Keefe. The Great Plays series is a public service feature of the National Broadcasting Company, a drama guide giving complete background material for the Great Plays by Blevins Davis, who arranged for the series, is available to our radio audience at the cost of 25 cents. Send coin or money orders to Columbia University Press in care of Great Plays, Columbia University Press, New York City. Consult your local library for reading material on the remaining Great Plays of the series. Next week at this same hour, Rostand's L'Aiglon will be presented. Other members of our cast today were Alice Frost as Mrs. Varney, Harold Vermillier as Arlesford, Ruth Gilbert as Carolyn Mitford, Robert Walker as Wilfred Varney, Fred Irving Lewis as General Randolph, William Janney as Henry Dumont, Lamport Hill as Lieutenant Foray, Georgette Harvey as Martha, Wiley Adams as the Sergeant of the Guard, Kenneth Michael as the Corporal, Tom Gunn as the Orderly, Robert Dryden and John James as Messenger. The orchestra is under the direction of Joseph Hansen. Great Plays are a presentation of the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.